each of them here is a person who loves very much, and he was in the United. Bishop Petrus, of course, I came one time and visited him, and every time Bishop Petrus is here, say hello to you, say yes, I will say that. And he's a beautiful man. The good thing I love in you is that he accepted Christ not as for his family. His family not Christian. So he accepted Christ actually to choose to be Christian, and he enjoyed knowing the Lord very much, which makes something very special. I think of him beautiful Christian, and his family, his kids are very good Christian. So as I enjoy him talking to me every session of physiotherapy, I say, why are you not enjoying him talking? So I love him to come and give you a talk about the feeling of Christ in his life. So thank you very much for being with us. Thank you.
That is my claim to fame. I'm known Father Jonathan and Bishop Danny. But my first line whenever I come across a Coptic Christian, I know that Bishop Daniel. And so that's always my introduction. Thank you for inviting me to come with my testimony. It's just my probably my testimony to what Christ has done in my life. I basically became a Christian in university. I was born into a Buddhist family, and mother and father from Vietnam, mum with a big Chinese background, but we were born in Vietnam, so we speak mainly Vietnamese. And the Vietnamese culture is pretty much entrenched in ancestor worship and also Buddhism, so it's kind of tied in together and all mixed up. It is a religion whereby people worship their ancestors. They pray to the ancestors, they pray to idols, they do it in the name that if they do good, good comes to them. It's meant to balance out for the bad, and that's what karma is to them. So as a young person growing up in a Buddhist family, I was always aware of the presence of God in my life. I always believed there was a higher being in control of my life. I just went along with all the plaques and the idols that are around the house. You just go along with what your parents teaches you and show you. And in some ways, you kind of just accept the fact that, that sounds good, it doesn't hurt me, so I just believe as I go along. But as I got older, I kind of started asking questions and started praying to a God that I knew did exist, because I happened to have Sunday school for some reason. And that's because my parents thought that if I went to Sunday school, my English would get better. So it's a funny, ironic thing, isn't it? Where your parents believe that you actually get some benefits from going to a church. And we have, older people come and visit our home, and they invite us to Sunday school. And so we went, and we learned the Bible and had Sunday school. Then we drift off because we moved areas, and they didn't have a church and a Sunday school to go to. I finished high school. I went to university, did what most Asian kids do, as much as many as Coptic kids I know do, study hard. And we all want to do the best for themselves and their family. Go to university and study, and of course start to think about life. Because you've done all that hard work, and now that you're where your parents want to be, whether you want to be there is another story. But I just want to get through, as my parents would say. I just want you to study. I don't want you to think about anything else, girls. I just want you to study, get into university. So you get in university, and they say, just study, Once you get university and you finish university, you'll get a good education, a good job. Have you heard that before? Yeah, and then maybe, don't think about girls. And then just keep on studying. Once you get a good job, you have no problems. That's another story. As a university, I thought all Asians were Buddhist. So I had this idea that, you must have the same kind of belief that I do. And then a lot of the Asian people that I came across weren't Buddhist. And if they were Buddhist, they kept very quiet about it. They didn't live a life. What rang out loudly was the Asian people who were Christians. And they lived something different, Sunday. They're open with what they believed in. And so they weren't kind of shy. They weren't definitely avoiding the topic of religion. They knew what they were talking about, and they came across very confident in knowing that there was someone in control of their life, someone who pretty much loved them, and it was different. It was different. So I started asking questions. Why is that Asian person a Christian and not a Buddhist? And so, of course, meeting a lot of those type of people, having those type of discussions, starts to make you think, you know. And I knew that there was a person called Jesus, and I knew there was a person who died on a cross, and I knew that he died during Easter, you know, and it was meant to be something to do with cleansing. And I knew about Christmas, because living in a Western country, you can't avoid that. After two or three years of asking, I came to accept, Christianity as my faith, as my belief, because I wondered, I wondered, how can I save myself in a Buddhist faith, whereby to do good, it would cover my bad. At the end of the day, I wondered, how can I do enough good to cover up for that I've done? There's no way of knowing. There's no way of knowing whether you've done enough at the end of the day, because the Buddhists believe that if you've done not enough, you'll be reborn. You'll be reborn into another animal or a creature or an insect, and but if you're good enough, you'll be born into another realm, which is the demigod, or you become a god. So it's just a bit puzzling, because how do you know what you've done in your last life so that you can change the present life? So you have to be reborn. It sounds like an endless journey. But the Christian faith says that, Jesus, he was a man that was born, by early birth, came into this to save us from our sins. What is sin? Well, that's all bad things you do. After a while, there is more to sin than that. There's other things you know about sin. And that at the end of the day, if you put faith in him, that he'll basically forgive you, and that you will be reassured of heaven, And that was very comforting. Because if you weigh up the things you do, the good and the bad, not knowing what you've done, weighing up that to, here's the gift. Here's the gift of salvation through Jesus. And if you accept that, he'll give it to you, There's no things you have to do. What I learned was that as a Christian, you basically get given the salvation that's been promised. And then once you're saved, you want to do things because you've been saved, not because you have to. And that was really refreshing, because otherwise, why are you doing things, You're doing it for your own motives, you're doing it for the wrong motives. And that was what probably made me, accept Christianity a lot easier, a lot better. It was an easy journey. My parents, for the first couple of years, didn't accept it. They didn't want to know me, except that, as a son, you're in the house, you've got to feed you. But don't talk about church, don't talk about religion. To us, you're born into this family, you're going to be like that. So for years, struggled with that. So once I finished university, it was only going to a youth group meeting like this. You guys are making me feel young. Exactly what you guys are doing every Friday night, where I kind of built my faith up in terms of the encouragement from each other. Because the majority of the church that we went to down in Stratford and Homebush came from Asian families who, that wasn't their religion. Now, basically, all the Asian kids there that went there, a lot of them came from non-Christian families. And so we were there to encourage each other, and that was really good. So having each other's fantastic. And that's where I grew my faith. I went to a few sermons during my time as a young Christian, but nothing beat going to a youth group and being able to encourage one another, with fellowship and encouraging one another with Bible study. And that's just fantastic. Going around camps are really good, because you get to spend time with each other and get to know each other. But you guys, really encourage each other in your faith, because the outside world is pretty difficult. It's not very encouraging. It tends to teach you to seek things for yourself and not the love that, you know, the classes portray. As I get older, as a Christian, I find it harder because when you're young and you're single and you haven't got a wife and children, you're free, you're a lot more free. And I kind of, you know, in some ways, reminisce back to days like you guys, you know, no worries on a Friday night. You might have a job on the weekend, you might have a few assignments to do, but you can, you know, chill out on a Friday night and study God's Word. For us, it's like, you know, three kids, rush home, prepare meals. I've got a daughter that goes to youth group now, so at least we get rid of one kid on a Friday night. That's fantastic, we've got two left at home. But yeah, the same deal with happens day in and day out, and we come up for the weekend. But as a husband, as a father, it's a different walk at the moment. But knowing that, you know, Christ is in my life and our lives, it gives me a lot of reassurance that at the end of the day, I can put everything in His hands. And I hear this, you know, time and time again when I meet with other Christians. I can put everything into His hands and let them put my worries into His hands and look after it. It's not an easy walk, I can guarantee you. And I'm not a perfect person. So don't let me stand up here and tell you that, you know, everything in my life is perfect. Not at all. I mean, you've got to struggle in your life. I don't think anyone's going to have an easy walk. But the promise of God, the fact that He is good and He loves you, and that He wants you to have the best, no matter what happens. I can't say that. And again, it's a bit of a sales on me that being blessed doesn't always mean that good things happen to you. It may be the case, and sometimes I buy into that with being blessed. But you know, God blesses you in different ways. But be aware that, you know, God knows the best for you, and if things happen in your life for certain reasons, there is a certain reason. You know, you look back, you know, years, months later, you'll see that God's at work. So be reassured that, you know, as a Christian, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful life, but it has its struggles, and you know, but it does happen. You will struggle. But be reassured that salvation is sure through His death and resurrection, and that you have been promised a place in heaven, you know, through your faith, by His grace. You know? And that's pretty much my encouragement to you. I think that's my main testimony where I walked. The only other aspect that I haven't been able to probably feel happy about, and that's my parents. They haven't been competition, you know. I prayed for them for 6 years, and I think I've given up, you know, in some ways. And so that's sad. People have told me, keep on praying for them, keep praying for them. But the strangest thing is that the more that I've become Christian, the more that my dad has become Buddhist. So it's hard. He's been a vegetarian for 10 years, as long as I've been a Christian. So he feels that he hasn't done enough in his faith, because his own son, the oldest son in the Asian family, has gone in a different religion, and that's not good, because the oldest son's meant to do certain things when they pass away. And so he kind of become more religious, but not for the better, in my opinion. But we can only be witnesses, myself, my wife, my kids, and we can only witness the goodness of God in our lives, and continue to pray about it. I mean, it's something that's hard, you know. We're here in our minds, and we kind of think that, you know, God will change it, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, will help freeze over? Was it less over? Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's different, right? Yeah. But I hope you guys will continue to meet on a regular basis, and that, God will bless you guys in your meetings, and I encourage you to continue to meet, because that's where you can get encouraged. Once a week is not bad at all. Yeah.
Questions?
Okay.
Bike for us is a bit different because we grew up in Christian families, but probably the toughest period where your faith is tested is at university and at work afterwards, where you start meeting different ideas and people living different lives, and they seem happy, they seem successful. On Friday night, they're probably doing something else, they'll be, you know, drinking, partying. So I guess my question is, what made you pick the Christian faith? What made you, you know, go on a Friday night and meet other Christians as opposed to living a different life?
So instead of going out on Friday night and probably meeting up with friends, I'm not a drinker, but let's say you go to the pub, you know, as most of my university friends do, choosing to spend time with other Christians, because I think other Christians have probably a better love for you as a person. I don't mean that kind of lovey-dovey type of love, but love more than the fact that they care for you as a person. You can probably get that kind of friendship, you know, on every other night, but I chose on Friday nights because it's when the group met, you know, it's a formalized time. You can meet your friends on Saturday. I've still had non-Christian friends because you can't, you know, just live a completely isolated life. I chose to meet on a Friday, not for myself, as my wife says to me, "Why are you in church? You're a hypocrite," you know. But I don't go there to be so holy, and you know, I'm there to probably share my life or the week that I've had with them, like on a Friday, you know, what a terrible week, you know, this has happened. Or you could have had a great week and God's been working your life. So I met because I was there to encourage other people and they might be able to encourage me. I don't think I'll get that encouragement on a Friday night in a pub where the music's so loud, you can't even hear each other, and you're screaming at each other trying to get a conversation. That's probably the difference. And I'm not just meeting one person, I'm meeting a whole family. All sorts of people, all sorts of different walks. You know, they went away, by the way, on Friday night. They're a mixture of Australians as well, yeah. So that's why I went on Friday night, for the encouragement, to encourage others, and to share that fellowship and that love that I don't see anywhere else, you know, in this world, you know, that love of Christ that's in other beliefs. I think it was very hard in the 4 years because if you live in a household whereby you come to a new understanding, you know, something that's really fantastic, something that's simple, you look at everything else and you think, that's just a waste of time, you know, why do they do that? It's not going to get them anywhere. And you can see that. Once your eyes are open, you tend to walk with a different view. The struggles were probably in terms of your parents saying, well, you're not going to have that faith, you're not believing that. But the one thing that you have to remember is we all grow up, we all have to make a decision. My realization is that one day I will be able to make my own decision. Even though I live with respect to my parents in their house, you know, I still respect them as my parents, you know, even whatever they say. But I've got to make a decision on my own. Whether you come from a Christian family or non-Christian family, you've got to make that choice to become a Christian. You've got to accept Christ yourself. You know, they say that Christians don't have grandkids, or is it the case? Or, you know, you don't have second generation. You basically have to believe on your own. So my kind of encouragement would be to those who are struggling in their faith is that hang in there. And I would probably ask God to keep you strong. Okay, that's probably one, because I can't do it myself, and probably reading the Bible did help, even though that was a struggle because I didn't understand it. You know, it's like a smorgasbord. You just go and eat bits and pieces. You know, you don't get the full gist of the whole. whole banquet, you know. And so, yeah, pretty much having friends who you understood that, and they would ask how you're going and how they could keep you encouraged. I think you still got life to get on with. So you just can't stop life in itself. You still got other things. So I just kept my eyes focused on the fact that, you know, God is there, you know, and that I can pray to Him. I can read His Word, even though I'm not going to church, and I'm not, you know, there's no way I was going to church on Sunday when I was living home. They wouldn't let me out of the house on a Sunday. And then just having the encouragement from other people. Yeah. That's how I probably got through. But it's not until you have the freedom to go to a youth meeting, you know, or a regular meeting whereby you can sit down with other people and, you know, they're the same faith, and they encourage you and you encourage them, that your faith grows stronger. You know, you need that fellowship. Yeah. You can't be a Christian on your own. That's what I've learned as well. Yeah. You can't share that love, can you?
You were saying that it was kind of the way you saw Christians behaving, the experience of love you felt from them. Before you converted, did you feel the need to kind of look into the apologetics and something? Like, how do we know Jesus existed, or how do we know He
raised,
and those kind of stuff? Did you feel the need for that?
I can't say that. I probably accepted the faith before I accepted Jesus. Because from a Buddhist perspective, you kind of live a life that in some ways respects a lot of other things. You don't kill things, you don't eat meat, you don't step on an insect, you walk around it, things like that. And so when you see a Christian who shows that love, you can see that it's right away. But where does that love come from? And that you just have to keep on digging and digging, and then it's Jesus, you know? It's hard for me to see who Jesus is. I probably see Christian faith before Jesus, which is probably different to other people. I didn't deny who He was, but I had to kind of be convinced that, you know, what other people were doing were pretty much consistent with what He was kind of proposing and preaching. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think when you start to understand salvation, grace, all those things, it does help to bring the picture together. But I just can't accept just the person telling me He died for me. It was too simple. As my dad says, it's too simple, you know. How can a murderer go to jail and confess his sin and then get after forgiveness? You can't accept that. But we're not saying there's no result or punishment of what you've done on this earth. But in terms of eternity, in terms of that, you'll be forgiven. And so, yeah, from that perspective, yes, you kind of have to dwell into it if you come from an intellectual background, you know. But sometimes taking their faith as a simple person is probably a lot easier. But having an intellect, but having, reasoning, yes, you do have to kind of struggle that. And that's why you meet as a group and look at God's Word that involves it. You know, I have to meet, you know, I take on a bit when I hear a sermon, but that's the time it's when I'm in Bible study with other guys, you know, looking at God's Word and saying, oh, what do you think? No, I don't think that. You know, I'm not saying what it means, because, you know, it's that to say you understand how God is now, how God's Word works. Yeah. First of all, for the first part, other Christians basically, they knew that you were, you know, in some ways, except the faith and struggling, they will try to at least encourage you by the fact that, they've been praying for you, and that's pretty powerful. That you still kind of meet up with them because we're still going to university. And so there's other avenues to still meet up. In terms of witnessing, I think you have to paint yourself as not being perfect, that you're forgiven. I mean, I think we have to make sure that we have to realise that we have to show others that, you know, it's Christ that forgives us, and, you know, saved us, He sets the example, and that we're sinful. And if people can understand that, you know, that you are weak, and sometimes you fail them, you know, but at the end of the day, you rely on Christ. to them, you know. When I die, where will I go? Some people don't care, you know. Some people think they're going to be reborn. But I know that as a Christian, you know, I'll be with God in heaven. You know, I'm reassured by that because of what Christ did on the cross. And that is for grace. So in terms of living life, I always say, you know, I'm not perfect, but understand that I'm a work in progress. You know, I'm slowly, you know, changing, you know. I can tell you my kids will say that, you know. What I learned in Sunday school, Dad, that's not like what you can hope, you know, but then I have to sit them down and say, look, I'm not perfect, you know. And yeah, kids tell the truth and rub it in a bit, you know, sometimes. But yeah, I think that's what I do. I always say, you know, we're not claiming anything. We're here, you know, we're basically putting our faith in God through Christ and what Christ has done for us. And if people see that, you know, that you're humble and that you live a life that tries to at least, you know, reflect what Christ has done for us, that helps, you know, and come down to love, doesn't it? I mean, at the end of the day, what God has done for us through Jesus and Christ is love, you know? And, I don't have no problem with that. That's easy for me, you know. I love my patients, I look after them, you know. The things of that's not hard for me. That's my nature. But some people don't have that nature, you know. It comes from, you know, your upbringing, maybe having a fantastic, loving environment, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, that's how I would come across with other people who don't have Christ.
People who he has come across in his life, the average people that he calls them saints.